Not so long ago, Peru was not a place you'd want to visit. There was a civil war and terrorism in the 1980s and an economic crisis in the 90s. But things have gotten a lot better in Peru. The war is over, tourism is strong, and so is the economy. Peruvian cuisine has also been on the rise. That's often a sign that the middle class is growing. There's a restaurant boom in Lima, and cooking has become so prestigious a profession that many working class kids are scrapping traditional careers like lawyer or accountant to pursue a career as a chef. Annie Murphy with our partner Radio Ambulante has a story from Lima.
Since she was a little girl, Karina Medina has sold tamales on the street corner in Lima. They're corn cakes filled with spices and bits of meat, then steamed in corn husks or banana leaves. Medina sells them from a big basket under an umbrella. It's a pretty simple operation. But she has a steady stream of customers and can sell hundreds on any given day. Medina gives some of the credit to Peru's most famous chef, Gaston Acurio, who's a big promoter of Peruvian street food. A few years back, he started talking up Medina's tamales.
It meant more prestige. People started to come from other parts of the city, and bit by bit, we got more customers.
Peruvian cuisine is really on a wave right now. It has been on a wave as long as 5-6 years already.
Gregor Funke is a chef who teaches at the Cordon Bleu in Lima and recently worked at Ceviche, a Peruvian restaurant in London. He says right now, a lot of Peruvians aspire to be chefs.
People that come from the outside of Lima just to come and study here. We have, of course, people that have the opportunity from wealthy families. And they mix up here, and it's amazing to see them work together.
But psychologist Julio Hevia says Peruvians embracing their cuisine is about more than just the food or even cultural diversity.
It's a way of compensating, of escaping, of disconnecting, of inhabiting something like the Matrix, a parallel reality. I've always felt that in our culture, we have a sense of a parallel reality.
Which, he says, was especially true during the Civil War of the 1980s and early 90s. But back then, Peruvian food was something you mostly ate at home. Going out in the street was risky. There weren't many nice restaurants. And the few that existed were not especially good, says Gregor Funke.
We really never ate out. I still remember when the first KFC opened up in Lima. It was amazing because we didn't have anything like that. It was junk food, actually, but we had to wait almost 10 years for everything else to come and for young chefs in Peru to be ready to invest their own money in building up restaurants that were worth it.
Ruzbel Gala is 24 and cooks at his family's restaurant, which is called Gala. He's from a rural working-class family, and last year he won the competition for Best Young Chef at Mistura, a culinary festival in Lima. It's one of the most important food events in Latin America. Gala says he spent 2 whole months researching and testing his winning dish. It was a salmon steak, he says, encrusted in kiwicha, an Andean grain with a light, nutty flavor. There was a Chinese and French-influenced beef demi-glace, and he finished it with a reduction of ayrampo, an Andean fruit that has a deep magenta color and tastes like a cross between blackberries and sour cherries. Today, cooking is really competitive here, he says. There are a lot of young people who want to get ahead, to be recognized, to be great chefs. As Gregor Funke puts it, Peruvian cooking has become a big deal, not just for chefs or foodies, but for Peru in general.
As Peruvians, we didn't have a lot to be proud of 20 years ago. Or we didn't realize it because we were immersed in a situation here that wasn't very nice. So when we found a way of being proud of our land and of our culture, I think we exploited that very well.
For Radio Ambulante and the world, I'm Annie Murphy, Lima, Peru.